A colonial-era treaty drawn up by the British awarded Egypt the rights to 66% of the river's entire flow. Ethiopia, where the majority of the water in the Nile originates, got none.
We're a hugely remote part of the planet here, but make no mistake, this is one of the greatest potential flashpoints in the world. And where would there be a landing pad, Red Roger?
I think we can find one.
Egypt fears the dam will allow Ethiopia to siphon off water that belongs, they think, to Egyptians. They reacted to the idea of this dam with fury, even talking of sabotage and war.
It's overwhelming to come here and see this.
Semenyu Bekele is the Ethiopian engineer in charge of the six-year construction project.
This is an almost biblical effort to control and harness the power of the mighty Nile.
We are not controlling that mighty Nile. We can't control. We don't have any plan. We are really implementing a strategy that fights poverty without harming anyone.
But countries downstream, Sudan and particularly Egypt, are worried about what might happen here, about how you will have the power to switch off the Nile.
No.
Should they be worried?
This is an electricity project. Electricity doesn't consume water. We are not using this project for any other consumptive use, only generation of electricity. And this is known fact without really affecting the